Hi, welcome. The sad thing about it is that when I'm on spotlight, I can't see your beautiful faces. Yeah. So I have a sense that you're all here. So one thing that I wanted to do actually is, whoops, I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to put a link in, and I want you to click on the link and just say how you're feeling today. So I'm gonna let's just see before we meditate. It's always good to know what it is that we're bringing onto the cushion, onto the chair. It's always good to just have a barometer. And the great thing about this is it's anonymous, so we don't know who's put in what. But if you just click on the link, let's just move it up a bit. Stable, blessed, exhausted, excited, tired, hopeful, anxious, jittery, afraid, somewhat energized, overwhelmed, stable, open-minded. Yeah. Anything more before we move on? Yeah. And of course, some of these might resonate for you, even if you didn't write them. Yeah. Tired. Yeah. When that alarm went off this morning, I definitely was like, oh my God, let me put it on snooze. Let me just put it on snooze. Okay. All right. Great. So the invitation is to just welcome whatever it is that you are feeling right now. I think we can have a tendency to push whatever it is that we're experiencing away, especially, if we don't want to be tired, we can push it away. So if you're really tired and we're meditating and you're really, really tired, it may mean you might need to just lie down and just have a snooze. I mean, the great thing is you're in your own home, and so not to really push yourself if you really, really are tired. Sometimes we can be tired because we're shutting down to what's arising. So get curious about the tiredness, because it can be a hindrance. And just with jittery, be aware of what this feels like in the body. What does jittery feel like in the body? Yeah. And actually, it's really interesting looking at how are you feeling today, because actually, in a way, all these feelings really are stories about what you are feeling. So in a way, just now, I just really want you to drop into the body. So if you're feeling hopeful, what's the actual feeling of hopeful in the body? Yeah. If you're feeling anxious, what's the actual feeling in the body? Is it pleasant? Is it unpleasant or neutral? If you're experiencing overwhelm, what does that feel like in the body? If you're feeling open-minded, somewhat energized, what does that feel like in the body? Okay. So we're going to move into our meditation. So just get yourself settled, whatever you need to be doing. I'm just getting my bell here. Yeah. And just have the sense of just telling yourself you want to be here. Yeah. That nobody has dragged you along. You actually want to be here. Yeah, have that sense as you begin to settle. I'm gonna do a short reading at the beginning, and I'll do a short reading at the end. It's my favorite reading at the moment. It's comes and goes. It's on a screwed up piece of paper. I can't remember when I wrote it, but it must have been a long, long time ago. It's not my words. Sorry, I'm not sure who the author is. The text is called "What Am I?" What am I? Not form. It seems solid, but it always has parts. Not feeling. Too feeling. And which one, anyway? Not concept. I have too many names already. Not mental formation, too fluid. Sometimes I'm sad, sometimes I'm glad, sometimes I'm mad, sometimes I'm bad. Not consciousness. I may be conscious, but not consciousness. We have better luck looking for a chariot in our dreams. So settling onto your meditation spot. Really have the sense of the body arriving onto your meditation spot. Let's become aware of the mind for the moment. The mind may be a bit busy, which is okay. So we're going to have the sense of the mind dropping into the heart. So really have the sense of your mind dropping into the heart. So mind, heart, can become one. And the mind, heart, settling into the body. And again, the body settling onto your meditation spot. Let's really see if we can drop into the seclusion of the heart mind. And see if we can park any worries, any concerns, any thoughts, really see if we can park them on the curbside. And if you are sitting here thinking, oh my God, I was really meant to do this, I should have done it, or is the cooker turned off, go and check it now, just do it. Don't you just get up and just attend to it and come back, so that you can be fully present and really allowing yourself to drop into the secluded part of the heart mind. And remembering you really want to be here right now. And so the practice becomes a bit uncomfortable. It's an opportunity to apply a bit of effort and energy into the practice. The mind becomes really distracted. And try taking a couple of deep intentional breaths. And you may even need to move the body, whatever works for you. And just know it's what the mind loves to do. It loves wandering. It loves getting distracted. And so we just gently and smilingly bring it back to the body, to the breath. The more times you bring it back, really means that you really are practicing. It's not enough to just know the mind has become distracted. This is the practice we're meant to know. We're meant to be aware of when the mind becomes distracted. We're meant to be aware of this. That's the easy part. The hardest thing is bringing yourself back to your meditation spot, to the body, to the breath. Thus, we train ourselves, breathing in, noticing a short breath, breathing out, noticing a long breath, simply noticing the length of your breathing, short breath, in between breath, long breath. And really see if you can notice breathing in and notice breathing out. So this is all you're doing. We're not making a story about the breathing. It's just like, oh, short breath, long breath, in between breath, don't know breath. And just noticing breathing in, breathing out. Thoughts will arise. It's what the mind heart does. It produces thoughts. And so just stay sitting on the bleachers or the bench. We don't have to get down off the bleachers and start engaging with the thoughts. So we can still be meditating and aware, with thoughts arising and ceasing. We lose awareness when we begin to engage with the thoughts, talk with the thoughts, thinking and spinning out. So if a thought arises and it becomes tempting to engage with it, just tell it. You want to be here right now and just ask the thinking to relax so that you can be here right now. Noticing a short breath, a long breath, an in-between breath, don't know breath. Noticing breathing in, breathing out. Thus, we train ourselves, breathing in, noticing a relaxed breath, breathing out, noticing an anxious breath, simply noticing the quality of your breathing. A tired breath, contented breath, yearning breath, frustrated breath, energized breath, afraid breath, joyful breath, overwhelmed breath, satisfied breath, open-minded breath, exhausted breath, excited breath, jittery breath, rushed breath, disappointed breath, introspective breath, but just simply noticing the quality of our breathing. So just labeling the quality of our breathing. The mind will wander. It's what the mind loves to do. And so we smilingly and gently bring it back. Just let all that thinking know that you want to be here right now. So just ask all the narrative, all the story, all the thinking to relax so you can be here right now. All you need to be doing is becoming aware of your breathing, noticing a calm breath, joyous breath, relaxed breath, simply noticing the quality of your breathing in, out. Thus, we train ourselves, breathing in, experiencing the whole body breathing, breathing out, experiencing the whole body breathing. And so our focus is going to be on this unique body. Focus is going to be on your unique, beautiful body. So breath and body exchange positions. So we're still breathing. In fact, we don't even have to do the breathing. The body will breathe us. And as we allow the breathing to be a melody in the background, joyful hum in the background, we focus on the body, simply becoming aware of the body, just noticing the breath in the body, and really have the experience of the whole body breathing from head to toe. So really becoming aware of this body without narrative. Breathing in, experiencing the whole body breathing. Breathing out, experiencing the whole body breathing. Becoming aware of the body. And if there is some anxiety, place a hand upon your heart or your belly just to help regulate the body, the self. So if you're noticing any tension in the jaw, the shoulders, have the sense of just letting it go. And just really see if you can experience some spaciousness in the body, or noticing if there's restriction or tension in the body, becoming aware of this unique, beautiful body, and just asking any narrative to relax, to step aside so you can be here now. Thus, we train ourselves, breathing in, allowing the touch of the breath to soothe the body. Breathing out, allowing the touch of the breath to soothe the body. So we're going to narrow our focus and become aware of where we experience the touch of the breath in the body. So you may experience the touch of the breath in the abdomen. And you may experience the touch of the breath in the chest area, the throat area. And you may experience it as you breathe in. You'll notice that the breath is quite cool on the upper lip and inside the nostrils. And as you breathe out, it's warmer. Maybe there's a place of the body that I haven't even mentioned where you experience the touch of the breath. It doesn't matter which part of the body you experience it. I'm just inviting you to focus on one part of the body and really see if you can allow yourself to have the benefit of the breath. Really see if you can let the breath soothe you, calm you, soothe you, calm you, soothe you, calm you, soothe. If any fear or agitation or tension has arisen, just ask it to relax for a moment. What it's trying to do, it's perhaps just trying to protect you from experiencing some vulnerability. So just ask it to relax so that you can be here now and really experience the breath soothing you, calming you, breathing in, experiencing the touch of the breath calming the body, breathing out, experience the touch of the breath, soothing the body, soothing, calm, soothing, calm. And as we bring this practice gently to a close, I'm going to invite you to kind of move into the body and see if you can find a part in the body where you experience some pleasantness, some contentedness, stillness, and just allow yourself to be with some joy, some contentment. There can be real joy in the stillness, the contentment. And maybe it's just the contentment of noticing that actually you experience something very different now from when you entered into this practice. So just allowing yourself to just sit and really see if you can be with some stillness, simplicity, and contentment, and just focusing on the spaciousness or joy that you experience in the body. What am I? Not form. It seems solid, but it always has parts. Not feeling. Too fleeting. And which one anyway? Not concept. I have too many names already. Not mental formation, too fluid. Sometimes I'm sad, sometimes I'm glad, sometimes I'm mad, sometimes I'm bad. Not consciousness, I may be conscious, but not consciousness. We'd have better luck looking for a chariot in our dreams. So apologies for my earring banging against the mic, and it gives us something to work with. A good friend of mine, when we could all be on retreat together, would be leading a silent retreat, and the people who looked after the retreat would say, you know, we it's a season for mowing the lawn. And what time would be the best time to mow the lawn? And my friend would say, 10 minutes after we start meditating. just to give them something to work with. Okay. So it'd be great to just perhaps in the chat, just see how it was for people. So it would just be really good if you, if something strong came up, if you didn't like it, whatever is appropriate. Yeah. Any more? Anybody else want to share? Thank you for sharing. I know more and more we talk about trauma-informed meditation, and I like to think it's just compassionate meditation. It's always important just to ask how it's been for people after the practice. Yeah, because sometimes, as we know, some really strong things can arise in meditation, which can be a good thing, but we don't have to be on our own. So just really want to encourage you that if you're ever in a meditation session and something strong does arise, then let us know so that we can pay attention to it. Yeah. Okay. So I thought today we could have what I call a practice day. We're going to do a short devotional practice with a reflection. And as it's I'll share the text. It's we're just going to do part of it. It's from a piece that I've written, which will be in the new book that's coming out. And I, as it's Christina's, you know, she's not leaving and going away, but I just thought I'd invite you as you are going to move on to something different, invite you to be the person to respond. So it's done in call and response, and it's always nice to have the other voice. So you, I'm inviting you to say the words with Christine. So I'm going to say a short line and Christine will repeat it after me. And I'm going to invite you to say it with Christine with your mics, Christina, with your mics off. So Mika, if we could have Christina and I both spotlighted, that would be great.
Vimal and Zara. Okay.
Okay. Great. Okay. In fact, we'll do it. So it'll just be short lines, and it'll be quite self-explanatory. And when I say reflection, that means Christina, you don't need to repeat that. If you do, it doesn't matter. And that's when we're just moving to a little reflection, okay? So it's a devotional practice. And of course, you're in your own home. So if you just want to listen, then it's fine to listen. And if you want to kind of follow along, then it's fine. Whatever feels appropriate for you. I'm just going to take my scarf off because Amika thinks it's the scarf. So let me just take the scarf off. Opening reverence. We reverence the earth. And so now you repeat after me, Christina. We reverence the earth.
We reverence the earth.
And give thanks for its food.
And give thanks for its food.
Shelter and solidity in our bodies.
Shelter and solidity in our bodies.
We reverence the water.
We reverence the water.
And give thanks for its rain.
And give thanks for its rain.
Its moisture.
Its moisture.
Its fluidity in its, our bodies.
Its fluidity in our bodies.
We reverence the fire.
We reverence the fire.
And give thanks for the sun.
And give thanks for the sun.
The heat.
The heat.
And the warmth in our bodies.
And the warmth in our bodies.
We reverence the wind.
We reverence the wind.
And give thanks for the air.
And give thanks for the air.
The inhale, the exhale in our bodies.
The inhale, the exhale in our bodies.
We reverence the Buddha.
We reverence the Buddha.
The perfectly enlightened one.
The perfectly enlightened one.
The shower of the way.
The shower of the way.
We reverence the Dharma.
We reverence the Dharma.
The teaching of our guides.
The teaching of our guides.
Which lead from darkness to light.
Which lead from darkness to light.
We reverence the Sangha.
We reverence the Sangha.
The fellowship of all our communities.
The fellowship of all our communities.
That inspires and guides.
That inspires and guides.
Short reflection. What are you reverencing in your life right now? So, for example, what are your thoughts filled with? What's at the center of your life? What is it that you are reverencing right now? Let's take a moment to reflect. If I can have you back, Christina.
Yes.
Our precious opportunity.
Our precious opportunity.
Our human birth.
Our human birth.
Ordinary and extraordinary.
Ordinary and extraordinary.
our human birth.
Our human birth.
Joyful and painful.
Joyful and painful.
Our human birth.
Our human birth.
Healthy and unhealthy.
Healthy and unhealthy.
Our human birth.
Our human birth.
Longevity and fleeting.
Longevity and fleeting.
Our human birth.
Our human birth.
Precious and worthless.
Precious and worthless.
Don't let our birth be worthless.
Don't let our birth be worthless.
Let's embrace this precious opportunity.
Let's embrace this precious opportunity.
Reflection. How am I making the most of this precious life? And you might want to journal. You might want to just write this down. How are you making the most of this precious life? The most of this precious opportunity.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.